This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It's presented by Gerritsen Building Supply, Douglas County Clerk Daniel Loomis. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
Well, thanks for coming in. Wanted to talk about the Veterans Day Parade. Not that far off.
That's right. November 11th at 11 a.m. downtown Roseburg.
And it sounds like you're a little more involved in it this year.
Right. I started serving with the committee in 2018, and I've missed one year after that, but I'm still serving now. There's a group of four of us on the committee, and we organize the parade.
Four people for an entire parade, that's got to be a lot of work.
Well, we bring in a lot of volunteers the day of, but we do start working in March before the November parade, and we get together each month, once a month, and we organize it. We bring it together. It's starting to become a well-oiled machine.
Now, last year, everything kind of framed up a little bit differently for the parade, but back to more normal this year.
Yes, we're very thankful that we're able to keep the tradition of a moving parade through the streets of downtown Roseburg and allow citizens and veterans to come together and celebrate.
I know it's a big deal for a lot of folks here, and contrary to a lot of observances that kind of get moved around on the calendar, this one is pretty locked, embedded in the day and time.
You're right. In fact, 100 years ago in 1921, was the official start of Armistice Day, celebrating the end of World War I. And then after, in 1954, Armistice Day was changed to Veterans Day.
Wow, so 100 years ago coming up.
Exactly.
Wow, so even more reason to celebrate. Now, people are used to coming out. A lot of folks have the day off. A lot of professional offices that aren't part of the government structure are usually closed or a little more flexible in terms of time. And, of course, there's no school that day as well. So other than people coming down, talk about people getting involved and actually being in the parade.
Well, we've got volunteers that will come help us stage all the floats. We've got volunteers that will help us set up barriers in the streets downtown. We've got folks that will direct traffic. We've got folks that will hand out flags. There's a lot of moving pieces to this.
And what about people actually having floats or other things and being in the parade?
Yeah, folks will show up before the parade starts, and they'll have to get into the lineup. And I'm sure there's organizations out there that are right now preparing their float and decorations and contacting veterans to ride along with them.
I know that people sometimes put a lot of effort into some of these floats, but not everybody has the time to do that. You're really just trying to get folks in it.
You're right. You know, as long as you're carrying a veteran, there's no requirement for decorations. As long as you are there celebrating with the veterans, your float is welcome. You don't have to actually have a veteran on your float, but just recognize and celebrate the sacrifices of our veterans.
Obviously, Douglas County, a lot of interest in veterans with the VA here and even a higher percentage of folks that are veterans, and that includes you.
Right. This year, our grand marshals are the post 9/11 Global War on Terrorism veterans, which both my wife and I are veterans of, and many here in Douglas County are.
So where were you serving during that time?
I did a tour in Iraq for 1 year. My wife did actually three tours in Iraq. She got about 3 years in combat in Iraq.
So what was your specialty?
Aviation. I worked with aviation logistics during that time.
So flying or just making sure others could fly?
I was the person responsible for tracking the readiness and supplies for 623 aircraft in Iraq.
Wow. Seems a little ominous.
It was a goat rope.
So, and to do, I mean, it seems like a very tough job, even, you know, if you were here in the U.S., but to be doing it somewhere else had to make it even trickier.
Yeah, we had to create communication lines that would allow us to share information, and they weren't there before when we started.
Wow. And had you done other things in the military before you were over in Iraq?
Yes, I'd done a tour in Kosovo, a tour in Panama, so I was well prepared.
How many years were you in?
I was in 23.
Wow. So how many years have you been out?
Since 2008.
And county clerk for the last few years here, how's that going for you?
Yeah, I just passed 2 years as county clerk, and I'm very grateful that the citizens of the county have entrusted this office to me.
So if people want to find out more about the Veterans Day Parade, maybe think about entering, how do they do that?
So we have a coordinator, and let me give you that phone number. Our coordinator is at phone number 503-504-8198. That's 503-504-8198. But also, you can just get an application either directly from the VSO's office in the county courthouse or online. Just visit the County Veteran Service Officers website and look for the parade committee.
And we've got a story up yesterday as well that's got that link too. People could get off our site. So not that far away, and I know there's kind of a cutoff time for getting in and getting registered and time to be judged and all that, right?
Right. That would be, I think it's the 29th of this month, so just about a week away. There's a deadline for float entries that want to be judged and be eligible to win the prize, a ribbon and recognition publicly. And if you don't get in your float entry by that time, you still can enter all the way up to the morning of the parade. You just won't be judged.
All right. Douglas County Clerk Daniel Loomis, Veterans Day Parade, November 11th. Thanks for coming in this morning.
We're grateful. Thank you.
8:38 at the Morning Conversation.